Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Did your mother ever tell you, as mine told me, you are getting too big for your britches? What if I had said to her, well, I will just get some bigger britches? I can assure you that the britches I was wearing would not have been comfortable to sit in for a while. I knew, and she knew that I knew, that she was not referring to the size of the overalls I was wearing. She meant that I thought I knew more than I did. She was rebuking me for being proud. Does God ever rebuke us for the same reason? Some of the Corinthian Christians were arrogant because of their gifts, and were sinning against God because of their pride. Paul asked them, for who make you to differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now if you received it, why do you glory as if you had not received it? 1 Corinthians 4:7. Did you know that the expression puffed up, phusiao in the Greek, appears only 7 times in the Greek New Testament? 6 of those times are found in Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, a rather revealing fact. Paul wanted his brothers and sisters at Corinth to recognize the dangers of pride. He appealed to Isaiah 29:14 to show that God would not countenance their arrogance. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. 1 Corinthians 1:19. How utterly foolish for fallible human beings to be proud. The Corinthians should have known, and we should know, these words from the Old Testament. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16:18. Pride was unquestionably one of the reasons Israel was carried into Babylonian captivity. Hosea explains, the pride of Israel testifies to his face. Therefore shall Israel and Ephraim fall in their iniquity. Judah shall also fall with them. Hosea 5:5. When Paul quoted these words from Isaiah, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, he was in no way downplaying the importance of true wisdom. Had he done so, he would have contradicted the book of Proverbs. Solomon explains the purpose of that great book: to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. Proverbs 1:2-4. One of the main purposes of divine revelation is to provide God's wisdom for living. The Corinthians were not depending on the wisdom from above, but on the wisdom of this world. God, in His infinite wisdom, would bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Whether the Corinthians were Jews or Greeks, they could not or would not understand God's wisdom in sending His Son to die on a Roman cross. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 1:22-24. Who are we to sit in judgment on the Almighty? If God decided, and He did, to save the lost by sending His Son to be crucified, men are arrogant if they think they could devise a better plan. The inspired author of Hebrews gives us insight into God's thinking. Almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood there is no remission. Hebrews 9:22. Jesus Himself said, for the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life a ransom for many. Matthew 20:28. We ought to be grateful for God sending His Son to die for our sins. Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.